Gorgon lowers her great head, and the snakes hang like willow branches.
The Order meant to make an example of me.
Yes, I know. And so they imprisoned you in the ship and bound you to only tell truth to them.
True, but that was later, as punishment for my sin.
A weight settles into my stomach, pulling it down. Gorgon has never told me this, and I am not certain I want to know it now.
I was a great warrior then, a leader of my people, and proud.
She spits the word.
I would not have us living as slaves. We were a warrior race, and death was the honourable choice. Yet my people agreed to the priestess's terms of surrender. That was not our code. I was shamed by their choice, and my rage became my righteousness.
Her head lolls back as if her face seeks a sun that is not there. What happened? Restless in their sleep, the snakes of her hair slither over one another.
While the Order slept, I employed the very charms I had used against so many of my enemies. I enthralled my people, held them in a trance. I turned them to stone, and one by one they fell to my sword. I killed them all, no quarter given, not even to the children. My crime was discovered. As I was the last of the Gorgons, the witches would not execute me. Instead, they bound me to this ship. In the end, I lost my freedom, my people, and my hope.
Gorgon opens her yellow eyes, and I turn my head, afraid to look upon her face now that I know the truth. "But you've changed," I whisper, "haven't you?"
"It is the scorpion's nature to sting. Just because he has no opportunity doesn't mean that he cannot."
The snakes wake, crying, and she soothes them to sleep with a gentle rock of her head.
"As long as I remain on this ship, I shall be safe. That is my curse and my salvation."
She turns her yellow eyes toward me, and though I do not mean to, I avert my own.
"I see my tale has changed your opinion of me after all," she says with a touch of sadness.
"That isn't true," I protest, "but it sounds false."
"You should return to the party. They are your friends, and it seems merry enough."
She lowers the creaking plank, and I scramble over it and into the light dusting of snow at the shore.
"I will not see you for a while, Most High,"
Gorgon says. "Why? Where are you going?" From the corner of my eye, I see her arching her majestic head toward the sky over the Winterlands.
"Far down the river, farther than I have yet gone. If something is at hand, I'll not be caught unawares. You must guard yourself."
"Yes, I know. I hold all the magic," I answer.
"No,"
she corrects.
"You must guard yourself, because we would not lose you."